here at the Scouting Combine with John Elway. John, I think no matter how the previous year ends, this marks the official start to the next one where you can reset and start thinking ahead, planning ahead. What are you most excited about right now here in mid-February as you start planning for free agency and eventually the draft?
Well, I mean, I'm excited about the transition that we've made with the coaching staff and being able to do that smoothly, and with the staff that Gary's put together. I'm really excited about that, to be where we are. It's always a lot of work, but that's come together just, you know, great. And so now, like you said, we get to start looking at what's coming for in the draft and into April. And it's an exciting time for us because that's when – this is the time of year when we feel like you get a chance to get better.
Right.
And, you know, obviously we had a good football team last year. Didn't end like we wanted it to. But, you know, this is the year we have a chance, you know, time of year. So we're excited about it. And even though it's cold here, it's good to be here.
Are you able, though, to keep all that positive energy when you are looking forward to building those next steps despite whatever happened the year before? Win, lose, you know it's behind you, right?
Yeah, but I think that always adds a little fuel too. I mean, if you look at it and know where we are, and you know that we got you know, pretty darn close, just didn't play well enough in the playoffs, and so I mean, that always adds fuel to the fire, and this is why we do this job, is to be able to try to continue to find ways to get better. And so this is a start with the young guys coming and working out here.
How have you refined how you guys spend your time here during this week? Because, you know, everyone always says it's not really what we see on the field, those that personal time, the one-on-one, getting a guy up on the board. How have you modified maybe what you want to ask some of these players over the course of your tenure?
And I think, you know, when it's a short time, because you get them for 15 minutes. Yeah. So you're right. We get them on the board and really kind of see what their football knowledge is. I mean, that's what you can test. And obviously, you know, you get to, you know, just see them and talk to them a little bit, find out about their background and whatnot. But, you know, 15 minutes is enough to get an introduction, but you can't really get too deep with them.
This is the next step. Free agency is going to be here pretty quickly. You guys are comfortable with where you are in terms of determining who you want to retain and maybe who you want to look at as that deadline gets close?
We are. I mean, it's getting closer. I mean, anytime we got a couple weeks till, and, you know, anytime you have a new staff come in, they got to get familiarize themselves with the football team, and you want to hear their input and what they think the needs are and whatnot, and also get their input on guys that are free agents out there. So trying to put that whole process together takes a little bit of time. And so next 2 weeks we'll drill down and get our people that we're going to, you know, hopefully get after and see what happens.